Interesting that we have this text about deacons today. They're the ones that stop all the arguments, you see, because they fill in where everybody's needed. I was struck that at this meeting we have this text about calming the storm. We're not having a stormy meeting. I don't mean that for anybody who's... But we're looking now at the state of the church and its troubles, which are going to get greater. And we have this text. Now this text, as John describes it, is modeled on another text from Psalm 107. Psalm 107 is a lovely text that keep reminding us, they called on the Lord and he heard them. You can look it over later. The sick, they call on the Lord and he heals them. The imprisoned, and they call on the Lord. But there's one class of people that is important to alert ourselves to, because as often in the Old and the New Testament, the wording is recalling for us something of God's acts already among his people. So in this psalm, our translation is not great here. The text says, including the, this text, if you notice, went here. The disciples of Jesus went down to the sea. Go down to the sea in ships. That's a biblical phrase. And it comes here in this elenchus, this list of people to whom God came in a special way, the sick, the imprisoned. Well, one group, some went down to the sea in ships. So now, oh, we know where John is. He's going to model this text to show us Jesus as Yahweh. And if it happens, if you know, you just notice that, and that's the way. So, and I'm not gonna. So they got, you know, they were terrified, and the boat was about to sink, and all that. And then, let them thank the Lord for his greatness, and so forth, because he brought them to the harbor they desired, which is very close to the way the John text ends. So, those little allusions are meant to cast up for us first who is Jesus, you see. He's Yahweh. He's the one who has master. The account of the multiplication of the loaves, which, as you remember, just followed, preceded this, is in all four Gospels. And in three of them, it's followed by this. In other words, the Lord, who's the Lord of the whole universe, sees to it that when we do what he told us to do in memory of him, he changes that bread into his body by the same power by which he multiplied the loaves and calmed the sea. And so that's the reason why we have the text here. But I was thinking, what is it today for us? I mean, just today, as so many of us are meeting at this, you know, what is the Lord asking of the charismatic communities? To be steadfast and not be unduly shaken by the storms. We're going to have plenty. And I just felt this was not by accident that we have this word for us today, for everybody, but for us, you see. Because we have to cross the sea. Now, we've already been instructed and fed by Jesus, and we will be again. But we will also be needing his help to, you know, and remembering his help as things go on. They'll get better sooner or later, but we're going to have an enormous responsibility to comfort our neighbors. You know, having been graced with the baptism in the Spirit, with living in a community, with having people around us who like us, you know. I mean, all of this is for us, but it's also for everybody else. And as things get difficult, you see, I think the Lord would like us to remember this. It is I. Do not be afraid. No matter what happens, I am the Lord. And I have appointed you, you know, since 1967 to get ready to bring my comfort, my word, my light to all your neighbors, to all your friends. I stand here every morning and I look out the window, and just in back of the trees of this, the church, and in back of the church is a big middle-class neighborhood. And every day I think, who is going to help them? You know, half of them are up to their ears in debt, trying to look good. You know, the downstairs is furnished marvelously in some of those houses, and the upstairs, they're sleeping on the floor. The pressure to be, you know. And we are going to have to help them. And so I think it's not by accident, it never is, of course, that we have this text, which is John casting this event against the whole of the Old Testament, where we have, as we had in Psalm 107, God coming to the aid of his people, bringing them out of the storm to a safe place. And of course, the reason why the Gospels put it here, probably this is the way it happened, but also reminding us the power of this over nature is exercised every day by the heavenly Christ, who feeds us on his heavenly body and blood, real body and blood. And he feeds us, sustains us, guides us, taking care of us like a mother feeds her children when they're little. You know, he's feeding us from his own body every day, so that we will be strong and clear and able to comfort, help many people, and help them give their lives to the Lord. Satan has a plan, and it's being implemented quite remarkably these days. But God has a plan. And by his mercy, we're part of that plan. All right. So,